This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines this hour. MUT bodybuilding stars shine bright on the national stage. And in other news, new arrest in Tlalayenza and Ndlovu murder case. The time is 10 o'clock. Good morning. MUT Sports and Recreation Unit is celebrating an outstanding national triumph after MUT bodybuilding athletes delivered a dominant performance at the prestigious International Fitness and Bodybuilding Federation National Championships held in Secunda. This remarkable national campaign follows the 2026 University Sports South Africa Bodybuilding Championship hosted by Sefako Makgatso Health Sciences University from the 8th till the 9th of August 2026. At the USSA tournament, exceptional performances from MUT athletes saw five competitors selected to represent USSA national team alongside their coach Maxwell Nxumalo, who was proudly appointed as the USSA national team coach. Carrying the national flag and representing MUT with immense pride, the student athletes secured top finishes against some of the finest bodybuilders in the country. Nhlakanipho Zuma obtained first position, junior gold division. Nduduzo Hadebe also obtained first place senior silver division. So did Nduduzo Ndebele and Siyabonga Mdletshe, first place in gold mixed pairs division. Nhlakanipho Shoba got fifth place in the senior men gold division. Nhlakanipho Shoba and Nhlakanipho Zuma placed fourth in the gold mixed pairs division. Thabiso Qayiso got sixth place senior silver men division. The achievement of these athletes at the national level mark a proud milestone for the institution. By competing successfully against the country's elite bodybuilders, the MUT team has once again cemented its reputation as a powerhouse in collegiate sport. In other news, the political task team in KZN has made another breakthrough in its investigation into the murder of DA councillor Nhlakanipho Ndlovu. A fifth suspect has been arrested in Empumalanga in the Midlands. Ndlovu, who was the party's chief whip in the Umngeni local municipality, was shot at his home in December 2023. He was gunned down in front of his family. Four men, including traditional leader Inkosi Simphiwe Zuma, are already facing charges over Ndlovu's killings. Alleged hitmen Kylie Hlishabalala and coordinator Thabo Mathonsi pleaded guilty to their roles in planning and execution of the 46-year-old's assassination. Their court proceedings are due to wrap up in Maritzburg on Friday. National Police spokesperson Atlenda Mate says the fifth suspect has been on their radar since investigations began.
The KZN Political Killings Task Team remains resolute in its pursuit of those who orchestrate and execute political killings. Investigations into the matter remain ongoing, and police will continue to pursue all outstanding leads to ensure that every person found to have played a role in this murder is brought before the courts.
And finally, umzukulu uKhaliwe Muka nezindondo ezimbili kuma South African Music Awards. Umzukulu ube nobusuku obuhle kakhulu emcimbini wama South African Music Awards eSun City eNorthwest ngoMgqibelo. Lo mculi kaMaskandi uKhaliwe Muka nendondo yeMotsweding Male Artist of the Year kanye neyoKhozi FM Best Maskandi Album ngengoma ethi Ngifuna Into Zami. Lo mculi akakwazanga ukuzilandela yena imiklomelo yakhe njengoba ebisaya emngcwabeni kaSicebi Nkosemagcokama Dlamini eMsinga. Now let's recap your top stories this hour. MUT bodybuilding stars shine bright on the national stage. A new arrest in Tlalayenza and Ndlovu murder case. And that was all from myself this morning. Do catch your next news bulletin on the Hangouts this afternoon. For MUT Radio News, I am DC Ngubane.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.